If you love TV sitcoms, Tom Hanks movies, and women in the director's chair, you can thank Penny Marshall. Born in 1943 as the daughter of a dance instructor and an industrial filmmaker, Marshall lived in the Bronx and New Mexico before reaching out to her older brother Gary, who was writing for Dick Van Dyke in Los Angeles. She and her soon-to-be husband Rob Reiner auditioned for All in the Family. He got the part and she didn't, but instead she played the secretary in The Odd Couple.
Good morning, Mr. Madison.
Did I ever tell you you were beautiful?
No, nobody has.
Her big break came when Gary cast her as guest star Laverne DeFazio in Happy Days, which quickly became the hit spin-off Laverne and Shirley, acting across Cindy Williams to earn 3 Golden Globe nominations.
You bring it up one more time and I'm gonna take the socks out of your bra and give them to Squiggy to play with, okay? That's how you treat fine wool.
After divorcing Reiner, she made her directorial debut in the 1986 film Jumpin' Jack Flash, starring Whoopi Goldberg. She then directed one of the AFI's top 10 fantasies with the 1988 film Big, starring Tom Hanks as a teen in an adult's body.
Adolescence. 3 years.
Chopsticks.
She reunited with Hanks for A League of Their Own, starring Gina Davis, Madonna, and Rosie O'Donnell, in a comedy about the first female professional baseball league.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
The two movies made her the first female director to gross $100 million twice, disproving notions that women directors couldn't draw box office. And she finally bested her big brother when her Robert De Niro and Robin Williams film Awakenings earned a Best Picture nomination over Gary's Pretty Woman.
But the human spirit is more powerful than any drug, and that is what needs to be nourished with work, play, friendship. These are the things that matter. Simplest things.
Yes, kids, you see those cracks in the glass ceiling. They were put there by a penny. Remembering Penny Marshall, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.